Okay, today we're going to start Shinchas Ches Halacha Gimel. We're going to do Shinchas Farfash Chala. We'll do one half today. One half today and one half next on a different angle of it. Okay, and we'll read. I'll read parts of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to read every word of it. Okay, the Mechaber says, "Em Afish Chala, believe Shas Bal Isa. You can't be Afish Chala for somebody else unless you have permission from him." The Rama says, "Miu, imedim de schusul about the Isa. If you know that it's a schus for him that you should be Afish Chala for him." What would be an example like that? Kigoyin Chahoysa Isa Miskal Keles, the Isa is rotting, and you know that he wants to be Mafash Chala before you bake it, and you need to bake it because it's going to spoil if you don't bake it. So Mamela, it's a Schusim to be Mafash. Now, Mutta Lita Chala Blur Mishusai, the Zachal Anushal Bufanim, you can be Mafash Chala for him because it's a Schus. So even though he didn't make you into a Shlech, you could do it anyhow. The Chain, okay, I'm going to.
So from his own Isa, right?
Yes. Okay, I'm skipping some of the cases over here. Then the Mechaber says, "Miu, im nasim reshus la'acher la'hafrish, if a person gave permission to someone else to be mafresh to him, afilu ba'oide kemach mo'el, even though he gave him permission when it was kemach, meaning he gave him permission before you're able to be mafresh chal, that's what the simon is about. What the simon before was about, you can't be mafresh chal when it's kemach, so I made you a shliach when it was kemach, which is, you can't be mafresh at that point, so how can I make you a shliach? Afadish shatayin lo'in eschayiv." I'm sorry, I skipped the word. Moyel, it works. Even though he's not Mitzchayev, we're going to talk about why in a second, why does it work? How I made him a Shliach, even though at a time that I myself couldn't do the Havrasha. That's Pasha? No.
Make a Shliach?
Well, call the Eve of it. He can't make a Shliach either.
I can't do it.
He can't be. No, if you're Mafra Shalom, it's Kemach, it's not Chal.
I told him to be Mafra Shalom, it's Kemach, or I told him to be a Shliach to be Mafra Shalom when it's.
We'll talk then in a second, but Tosha says, why are you allowed to do it? Okay? We'll talk about it. We'll get to it. Just. But now, the Mechaber says that even though you can't do it anyhow, you're allowed to be make a Shliach.
Should there be
close
communion or anything like that?
No. That could be for next time. Next time. Okay, so now. You listen to the recording if you want to. Okay. Now, like this. There's a Mishnah in the Dharam that says like this. There's a person, Reuven said, he made an idea that Shimon will have no hanor from Shimon. So the Mishnah says, even so, Shimon could be mafresh true miser for Reuven. Okay, Shimon can be mafashal for Reuven, even though Reuven said he's not going to have any hanor from Shimon. So the Gemara says like this, the Gemara's got a problem. The Gemara says, listen, he can't be the shliach of Reuven, because if he's the shliach of Reuven, then he's getting hanor from him, because you're doing a favor, you're doing something for him, you're being my shliach. The Gemara says, he can't use his own produce, Shimon can't use his produce to be mafashal, because if Shimon uses his stuff, he's also giving hanor to Reuven. The Gemara says, he can't do the hafrasha without permission, because you can't be mafresh chala without unless you're shliach. So we're stuck. Like, what are you supposed to do? How did the Mishnah say that Shimon can be mafresh chala for Reuven when he's a mudur hanor? So the Gemara says is like this. The Gemara says is when it says the last word of that Mishnah was l'daitai with his permission, and the Gemara says it means like this. The Reuven said, "Kol haroitzah litrim yovah vitrim." If Reuven said, whoever wants to be Mafresh Shumah for me could do it, Shimon heard that, and Shimon could therefore could be Mafresh Chala using Reuven's own stuff. He's Mafresh Shumah for him. Even Reuven didn't tell him he should be the Shliach. Reuven just said, Kala Reutza Litrim Yovah Vietrim, then Shimon could come along and be Mafresh, and he's allowed to do that even though he's a Mudur Hanor from Reuven. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So, the Ramban says, well, wait a second, the Gemara said that if Shimon would be a Shliach, then that's considered to be having hanor from him. So it can't be that Shimon is a Shliach. If Shimon's not a Shliach, yeah, he could be Mafresh Chala if he said, Kol Roitzel Yitrim Yovav Yitrim. You see from here that Hafrashas Truma does not need Shlichas. You see from here that it doesn't need Shlichas, because the Gemara said that he can't be the Shliach of another person, because that's considered having hanor. If you do something for him, if you do his Shlichas, that's giving him hanor. So the Gemara says he can't be his Shliach. And so Ramat says, so you see that Hafrashas Truma doesn't need Shlichas. You just need to give permission. You have to allow him to do it, but you don't need to be the formal rules of Shlichas you don't need to have, because or else it would be awesome. The Gemara said it would be a Mudur Hanor wouldn't be allowed to do that. That's what the Ramat says. And the Rashba and the other Rishonim say, no, it's not true. Really, you do need Shlichas. He says, if possible, we'll see a quote from Rashba in a minute, in a little few minutes. You're not, of course, you have to be a Shliach. But when the Gemara said this thing called koloroitzia litrim, yovev yitroim, that's like a pseudo shlichus. It's like a half shlichus. It's like, I'm letting you do it for me, and you are my shliach, but you're not exactly my shliach. Okay? There's lots of Torah about what that means. We're not going to talk about that. Lots of Torah about what that means. What does it mean? You are my shliach, but you're not my shliach. You're half my shliach. There's a Ran over there. There's lots of yeshivish Torah about it. There's lots going on about this thing of what does it mean that you are my shliach, but you're not my shliach. But that's what the Rashi says. Yes, you have to be a shliach. You need shlichus, but the shlichus, koloroitzia litrim is a half of a shlichus, and it works enough for Mahafarshas Truma, but it doesn't, it's not big enough to make you, the Mudu Hanoah have a problem. Okay. So, this machlikus, so now the machlikus Rishonim, whether you need shlichus Mahafarshas Truma, or you don't need shlichus Mahafarshas Truma. That machlikus, is very much the gear to us, very much the gear to us, because, we of course are Mahafarsh Chala, or for that matter, Mahafarsh Truma, for people, for companies. When we do the Hafrasha, for many years. Okay, we do the Hafrasha, even though the Minu Shlichus, the time when they told us that we could do the Shlichus, when the company agreed to become kosher, and the person said to us, yes, it's okay with me that you're Mahafarsh Chala, or I want you to be Mahafarsh Chala, or Mahafarsh Truma, that Minu Shlichus happened at a certain day, okay, and at that time, it was totally impossible for the Mahafarsh Chala for the stuff that's going to be here in 5 years from now. This stuff hasn't even planted or grown. Of course it couldn't be Mahafarsh Chala. Okay, we talked about a few times ago about whether you can be Mahafarsh Chala if it's in the market. Okay, whether you can Mahafarsh stuff that's bigger than it's possible to get it. But over here, if someone was Mamanami Yashliach 5 years ago when the company started to become kosher, now 5 years later, the stuff that's here, of course, the meaner that he made at that time can't work for now. The meaner that he said then, you could be my Shliach, is not going to help now. So, if the din is, like many Rishonim say, that you need Shlichus in order to be Mahafarsh Shum or Mahafarsh Chala, then L'chaira, we need to get reappointed.
Then help now.
Because at that point, he couldn't be monitoring Mahafarsh Chala today for stuff that hasn't grown yet. Called the eel and much of it, he can't be monitoring Shliach. Okay, he can't be monitoring Shliach to be Mahafarsh on stuff that didn't grow yet. Why are you guys making faces?
Did anyone say that?
Yeah, well, who's trying to say that? I'm going to tell you the second. It's coming to Machaber on the second page today. So he can't be Mamanami a Shliach.
What
does that mean? Explain why. If I say to you, I want you to be Mahafarsh Chala on an apple that's going to go in 5 years from now.
Shlicha, all you need for Shlicha is the guy's Rotzen. It's the guy says, I'm your day out, I have my standing Rotzen, that I'm you to be my Shliach. You just need to be a Shliach a second before the Hafrasha. Yeah, I don't need you to be a shliach 5 years ago.
Correct.
I need to be a shliach second before our Russia. I have a day until I retract. You are my shliach. Come and continue to be my shliach.
So that's what you say. That's not. We'll see when we talk in a second about. We're talking about on the other side of the page. Well, let me say this. The Ramban says you just have to show that you're nichle, that you're willing to let the person do the thing for you. You don't need to be a formal shliach. The Ramban has no problem. You want to, if I just say to you, like the Gemara is called, literally, you have to be whoever wants it could be my friend. You don't have to be my shliach. Do whatever you want to, and that therefore is no problem of a mudr hanah. And therefore, you can do it for me. That's fine. Then you don't need to have this. But according to the Rashi, I need a formal minu shlichus that I need to say to you today. I'm the man of your shliach when it's beyotay or when it's possible, but not for something that's 5 years from now that hasn't grown yet. Okay. Everybody making noise, faces at me. Okay.
I might be trying to say, but I think I heard it before. I never really understood it.
Okay, we're going to talk a little. So we're going to talk about it a little. Okay. So, the Achorinim take different ways of looking at this thing. Okay? There's a Machlokes Rishonim. And within this Machlokes Rishonim, the Achorinim have a few versions of this. Okay? We'll do a little bit of it. Okay, like this. Chazanish says, you should know that even the Ramban who says you don't need shlichus really holds you need shlichus. Okay, so he doesn't need it. When he says you don't need, you just need to give the person permission. Nah, he really needs you need shlichus. Of course, you need shlichus. I mean, you all know that the way one of the makaris in the Torah of shlichus is from Hafrasha Shtuma. Atem Kamatem is the pasuk by Hafrasha Shtuma. That one of the sources that you need near shlichus is by Shtuma. So the Chazan says like this. He says the etzem, hafrashas truma for somebody is a schus. The etzem, it's zochel al mishal b'fanav. Because you need to do this thing, you have something that you need to be mafresh truma, and I'm helping you, I'm doing you a favor, I'm doing mafresh chala for you, I'm mafresh truma for you. So the etzem, it's zochel al mishal b'fanav, there's no reason why I shouldn't be allowed to do it. I don't need you to tell me to do it, I can do it just because it's zochel al mishal b'fanav. But there's another rule, and that is, there's another klal, mitzvah bo yoyse mibishluchay. A person is supposed to do the mitzvah by themselves. So, the etzem mitzvah is chus to be marfish chal for me, or marfish shuva for me, but I want to do the mitzvah myself. So, in a way, it's not a chus for me, because that's taking away a chance for me to do the mitzvah myself. So this is balance between, is it a chus for me or is it not a chus for me? So when the person is megaladaitai, that he doesn't care about the mitzvah by Yisrael Mishluchot, he shows, I don't care if people do this for me. I'm willing to be mevater and doing the mitzvah myself. I'm willing to let other people do it for me. Then goes back to the regular zachal amishal b'fanav, and the person can do it as zachal amishal b'fanav. Okay?
Absolutely.
Well, it's a machakas v'shayim. It's a machakas v'shayim actually right in this Gemara. This is one of the makaris in the machakas of Tzchiyah Matam Shlichus or not Matam Shlichus. It's not important to us. For us, we'll pretend, we'll call it Shlichus. But whether it's Tzchiyah Matam Shlichus or not, this Gemara is very right in the center of that machakas, whether it's Tzchiyah Matam Shlichus or not. But for our purposes, it'll work with Tam Tzchiyah, whether that's a Shlichus or not. Okay, so once I Megalat Das, although Ramban doesn't mean I don't need to be my Shlich. The Ramban means is I need to be Megalat Das, that I don't care about mitzvah or yosem b'shulchan. I'm willing to let someone else do it for me. I'm a bakter on that. Once I get past that, now it's a plain zachal amishal b'fanav. I need to be mafresh challah. I need mafresh shuma. Someone else wants to do it, so that's fine. Now it's zachal amishal b'fanav. Okay. Now, what the Chazon Ish says, this way the Chazon Ish is being masber, what's going on here in the Gemara, is seemingly a beferish Gemara, three lines before it. Okay, it's seemingly a beferish Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Iboy luhu. What says Iboy luhu? Hatar mishlo shal chaveroi. Okay. If you want to be mafish truma for somebody else, do you need das? You don't need das. Okay? Do you need to have permission from the person or not? So the Gemara says, listen to the two tzad. The Gemara explained two tzad of the Gemara. Mi aminu kiven this chusuloi lo tzarach das. Do you say zachal and shor b'fanav because you're doing him a favor? Oi, b'dilma mitzvah dilehi v'nichel mevde. Or it's in other words, what the Chazon says, mitzvah v'yotzei mishulcha. The guy wants to do his own mitzvah. So the two tzad of the Gemara is: should we say zachal and shor b'fanav? Or should we say mitzvah yetzim b'shulchan? That's the tzad why it should not be a schus. So it's almost exactly what the Chazon Ish says. I mean, it's a few lines before in the Gemara.
Chazon Ish said that, mentioned this
Gemara? No, but he's right in the middle of this Gemara. Okay, so but the Gemara's suffix over here is lechera exactly what the Chazon Ish explained. That's a two tzadim, and the Chazon Ish says, and therefore the end of this Gemara, the Gemara brings a riot, and the Gemara says it's talking about the person said, he said call it rotz yetzim yavad v'yitzrim. Which means to say, in that case, the second tzad doesn't exist. There's no mitzvah delay, even nichlei on that day, because he's sure he doesn't care. Once he doesn't care, we go back to the tzchus ulay, and once you're class, you don't need to have shlichus, because the guy, it was a tzchus. Okay? Now, so if that would be true, if this, the way the Chazon Ish explains it is true, then we don't need a continued minu shlichus from the owner. That's our case over here. We don't need a minu shlichus, because he tells us the first time, yes, I'm willing to be for you to be mafresh challah for me. Well, what is he saying? He's saying, I don't care about the mitzvah of Yotzim Yishlichot. I'm okay with you being Marfish Shum for me. And now, so that's an outstanding permission to say that I don't care about the mitzvah of Yotzim Yishlichot. And now, every day when we want to be Marfish, it's Zachlam Shad Fonav. That's what the Chazon Ish says. So, by his announcement at the beginning, it's not a meaner for good. He can't be in the mind of me in 5 years from now. But he could show he doesn't care about mitzvah of Yotzim Yishlichot. There's nothing formal about that. He's just saying, I don't care about mitzvah of Yotzim Yishlichot. And now, if you want to do it later on, now Zachlam Shad Fonav, and you can do it later on. Okay. That's how the Chazon Ish would have said why we can do what we do, which maybe that's what you were trying to say before. Okay, so the Achronim don't like this from a bunch of different reasons. I mean, obviously, you'll hear from their names that they're not talking about the Chazon Ish, but the whole way of looking at it, they don't like it like this. The Reb Chaim Moshe says, this that we say, that you could say Zachal Amishal B'fanav, is only in cases like right here, like the Mechaber brought, the Ramah brought. Now the Ramah, I'll mention the name because you'll keep hearing the name, it's really true in Sedeshin, where the food was about to be miskalvel, and you could do it as Zachal Amishal B'fanav. He says, in that case, it pashut that it's a schus to the person. The food is about to spoil, he needs to do Hafrosh Haskalah now before he bakes it, so it's obvious that it's Zachal Amishal B'fanav. He says, but, if you have a case where a person, has something where it's not a clear schus, like in our case. In our case, no look at the Gemara for now. In our case that we're talking about, it's not a clear schus because there's a mitzvah boyos mibishluchai. The guy still has a reason why he wants to do it by himself. So the fact that I is megaladas that I want to let you do that, that's not enough. Okay, you can't create a zachal amishal b'fanav. Zachal amishal b'fanav works when it's clear and obvious that it's a schus, like in the case where it was miskalkel. But in the case where it's just I take away the bad part and leave you back with the schus, that's not considered zachal amishal b'fanav. Okay. Now, so he says not like the Chazon Ish. Now, I'm not sure he would say not against us, Because it could be that our case, Taki, is poshut that it's Zach Lan Shadufanov. Here's a person, he's a from person, he's running a factory that's making bread or cookies and all day long he's baking stuff, and he shows no signs of being Machash Kala. Can't say over the attack, it is Zachum Lam Shadufanov. It's an obvious Zachum Lam. It doesn't need his Gilu Das to make it a Zachum Lam. It could be it's an obvious, just like Miskalka. The guy's shipping out products and they're sending it to people, it's going all over the place, people are eating it. It could be it's just as obvious as the case of the food that's Miskalka. Okay, so it could be the Hamas would agree in our case. Okay, now, there's a raya against the Chazon Ish from the Din, on the second page, I keep telling you I'm going to talk to you about, which is like this. The Gemara says, if you give permission to someone to be mafresh chalav or oide kemach, that works. Like the Mechaber says, even though you couldn't be mechuyev yet. So Taisa says, the reason why you're allowed to do that, is because it's biyodei. Since it's biyodei, right now I could go out and buy dough, and I could be mafresh chalav on this flour that's here already. It's biyodei to do that already. Therefore, I can be mafresh chalav. So the question is, what do you mean? Why do you have to say it's because it's biyodei? It's biyodai, that's why I can make you a shliach, even though I'm not able to be mafresh yet, it's biyodai to be mafresh? Excuse me, who needs biyodai? Why don't I just say, once I ask Makalan Das, that I want you to do it, when the time will come, I don't care about the mitzvah yesh mibishlachai, so when the time comes to be mafresh, you can be mafresh of me. Why did Tyson say that it's because it's biyodai? Okay, all the place can bring it over here, it's a Tyson, that it's because it's biyodai. Who cares if it's biyodai? Once I say, you can be mafresh of me, it's kamach. I said, you can be mafresh means I don't care about mitzvah yesh mibishlachai. If I don't care about mitzvah yesh mibishlachai, so then, you can be mafresh of me, that's zochalan will find. Okay, that's all right, against the Chazon Ish who says that really you could just, as long as you show you don't care about the mitzvah of Yosef Mishlucha, you can always be Zachra. Okay? Now, in fact, there's a well-known Ketzais, okay? Obviously, it's not over here, in Chesh Mishmet, there's a well-known Ketzais who talks about our Rama and brings, essentially, this right that I just said to you, he brings this right against Rama. The Ketzais says, how come Ketzais said that you could be Mar Fashal because of, because it's biyodai. Why does everybody say this? Because it's not because it's biyodai. It's because once I got rid of the problem, it's a chalom shalom fun. Okay? So the Chai says it's a right from there, the way his version of saying this is, it's a right from here that the rule of zachon adam shalom fun only works when you give somebody something, but anytime you're taking something away from somebody, the way he says it, zachon ne adam, anytime you're taking something away from the person, that's not zachon adam, and you can't say zachon adam shalom fun. So he says, the Ramah brings a true suggestion that you could say Zachal Alam Shalai B'Fanav, V'Afarshas Chala, and the Chai says, no such thing. You can't do Zachal Alam Shalai B'Fanav, V'Afarshas Chala, there's no such thing, because that takes something away from the person, and you can never do Zachal Alam to take something away, you can only do Zachal Me'adam, not Zachal Me'adam. Okay, that's the Chai says, and one of his rights is from that Chai says. Okay, he has two rights. One of his rights is from that Chai says. Okay, now I'll just pause for a second. I don't have an answer to this, but we'll just pause for a second and tell you that something's a little odd. I mean, the Ketzais says, he says, that Tosis is arguing on the Trumas Edition. The Trumas Edition says you can do Zachal Adam. Tosis, who says you need to have it be other, is arguing on the Trumas Edition. So what's a little odd is, I don't have an answer to this, is that if you turn the page over here, when the Mechaber said that you can do Boyd the Kemach, a whole bunch of the place can bring down this Tosis. They all bring down this Tosis. The reason why is because it's beyond, right? Because of what Tosis says. But over here, nobody argues on the Ramah. The Ramah says Trumas Edition that you can do Zachal Adam. So the Ketzais says that this Tosis is arguing on this Trumas Edition. How come nobody tells us that? How come everybody over here is very happy to bring the Tosis as being shot in the Mechaber, but on this side of the page, no one has anything about the Trumas Edition? So I don't know what the answer is, but sure it doesn't seem like they argue with each other. You know, when if you look at the Ketzais and you think there's a Trumas Edition and there's a Tosis, you know, so they could be arguing with each other. But over here, they're on two sides of the same page. You know what I mean? The Trumas Edition is over here, and the Tosis is over here. It's hard to hear that no one, seemingly they didn't see that as a Machlokes, even though the Ketzais says that it is. I don't know the answer, but okay. Now I have a question about it. There's a question. Okay, I'm telling you that the Ketzais says that there's no Zachal Adam Parfarshish Truma. Okay, well, there's a problem, but the Gemara says there is. Okay, here's the Gemara that says that the Gemara said is that there's Zachal Adam. Okay, the Gemara says you keep this Chesulai, let's charach that. You could do Zachal Adam, talking about Parfarshish Truma. Okay, so not only is it not a question on the Ketzais, the Ketzais brings it as a riot to him. Okay, the Ketzais brings this Gemara, this is the second riot from this Gemara. Not the Gemara from the Rashi, but the Rashi is like this. The Rashi is like this. The Rashi brings the Gemara, he's on this Gemara, and the Rashi says, casually, he says, what are you talking about? He says, why do you want to say he needs it, but he wants to do it, he doesn't want to do it. He says, what's going on here? This is Shlichus. You need to have Shlichus over here. So what do I care What do I care whether the person wants me to do it or he doesn't want to do it? It has nothing to do with wanting. Okay? Sharach Taita, you learn Sharach Taita, his das doesn't do das, has to do with shlichas. So the Rashi says, so what's going on here? Why is the Gemara even asking such a question? It makes no sense. That's the Rashi's question. And to which the Rashi answers, the answer is not up here. The Rashi answer is that the Gemara is talking about a very specific case. Okay? The Gemara is talking about, if you notice the Gemara, I glossed over that part. The Gemara says it's attorney Shaloya Shachaveri. The person is being mafresh from his own produce on someone else's stuff. So when I'm being mafresh from your produce on your stuff, then in that case, I need to be a shliach, because I'm making a change in your product. Your apple is going from being tevel to being truma. To do that, I have to be the owner. If I'm doing my own stuff, turn me shaloya shachavir, that's only more yes in that case. If I'm taking my apple and being mafresh on your apples, so then my apple, I'm going to do whatever I want to my apple, and for that, I don't need to have shlichus for that. Now, there are people who argue, there are those who say, even to do hafresh on your stuff, I need to be a shlichus. But the Rashi says, no, if I want, the only part that needs shlichus is the changing of my apple from tevel to truma, that, if you turn me shaloya shachavir, I'm using my apple to mafresh on you, that doesn't need shlichus at all. Then it's just a shaila here whether nichle or loy nichle, whether the person wants to eat. Okay, so that's the case of the raya, minus from this Gemara, okay, from the raya from this Gemara, that zachal adam would not work. Okay, the raya didn't even understand the raya, what's talking about here? Of course you can't do this. You can't do without shlichas. Okay? So, back to our own case over here. The original question was, if according to the raya, that you need to have shlichas for our first truma, How can we have hafrashas challah for people when they gave us permission long before they were able to do it? The stuff hadn't even grown yet. And Tosfos says that you can only be marfish, it has to be biyadai, but if it's not even biyadai, you can't be marfish. So the answer for most of our cases is that when we're marfish truma from tevel dough or tevel matzah, that stuff belongs to us. The stuff that we're doing the hafrasha on is a term of shaloya shachaviri. We own the tevel. We made the tevel dough. Hopefully, when we make the tevel dough, we take it from them. Okay, that's what we're supposed to do. Take it from them. It shouldn't be there. So now it's a term of shaloya shachaviri. I'm being mafresh from my things on what belongs to the company. So then, in that case, even these achronim who said you can't do it would agree that you're allowed to do it, even if the person didn't formally make you into a shliach. Either because we'll say it's not zochel me'adam anymore because it's my stuff. I'm just doing him a favor. All these kind of achronim would agree that if the person gave me permission that I should be mafresh challah, so he doesn't care about the mitzvah of yisumi b'shluchay, and I'm using my own produce, then I can be mafresh. And the only cases when we would need a continued minor shluchas would be like in a retail bakery, where I'm using his own stuff, I'm pulling off a batter, the mashgiach pulls off a piece, and that's the case here in the Ramah, one of the cases that I skipped, that if a person works all the time, that even on the day that he didn't tell him to do it, it's as if he told him. Okay, so if you're working in North Shore Bakery, I think the owner does that first style, but if someone was doing it for him, the Mashgiach, then if the Mashgiach sees him all the time, it's as if a continued minus shlichus, you don't need to have a formal saying, please be Mashgiach style for me today. That's one of the cases in the Ramah that I skipped. Okay, one more thing. I'm skipping these pages. I wasn't planning to say all this. Okay, one more thing. Sort of unrelated. Okay, there's a rule, a principle that says chazak the shliach as shliach chusay. We have a rule that if I ask the shliach to do something, I can assume that the shliach did that thing. Okay. Well, we know lots of people know that rule chazak the shliach as shliach chusay. Okay. But there's actually a gemara about it. A gemara in Erevin. The gemara has a machlokes whether you're allowed to say that rule l'kula or not. Okay. The case we say l'chumra means if I send someone to be mekadesh an isha for me. Then I would say l'chumra that he mistumed did what he was supposed to do. But the question is l'kula, can I assume that the shliach did his shlichus also? Okay, Gemara has a machlokes. The Gemara has a machlokes whether by an iser deraisa I could be mekel. He could use this chazaka shliach or shlichus in a case where I ask the shliach to do something which is a kula on a din deraisa as a machlokes in the Gemara whether I could be samachana. Okay, Tosis brings raya's that the machmirim in that machlokes. Not only do they mean by Issa Deraisa, they also mean by Issa Derabanan that has some shaykhs to a Deraisa. They also mean that. And the Chazanish says, and even if the Chazanish brings further rayas, that when we say even by Issa Derabanan that's connected to a Deraisa, even if it's multiple Issa Derabanan, like most Hafrashas Truma nowadays, is multiple Issa Derabanan, it's not a Dagon Tiyash Vitzar, it's nowadays, the Chazanish has a bunch of stuff, Even if all those things are true, you're still not allowed to be Simon Chametz. And Tarsus says, we pass him like the Machmirim. Okay, that Shita, we pass like the Machmirim. Tarsus brings it right, we pass like the Machmirim. It's brought here in Shulam Ral, in Halachas of Chum. It says, Ha'om l'shulcha tshevet troim li. Okay, he said, tell Shliach, go ahead and be Mafresh Chumah for me. V'alach l'troim. And you don't know if he did it. Then the din is, you do not assume that he did it. Okay, you assume that I'm not going to read you the case, it's a little bit complicated case. You tell the Shliach to be Mafresh Chumah for you, and you don't know if he did it. The din is, you don't assume that he did it. Even though, of course, Chumah nowadays is Rabbanan, and there's, but, and in Arachayim, in Hilchos Tchumen, the Mechaber says there that you can be Samech on the Shliach, because over there the Tchumen is a Din Rabbanan. Okay, now, the question, okay, well, it's not such a question, but the question is, well, what about for us? Okay, if the person in the Manah Shliach to be Mafresh Chal of him, okay, he says to him, go be Mafresh Chal for my company, can he, or can we, count on the guy that he really did it? Okay, we dubbed the Shliach for the company, he's supposed to be Mafresh Chal. Should we trust him? Okay, should we trust him that he did that for us as well? Okay, so the first thing is, the simplest reason why for us it's not again, us here in Chicago, is because we saw a couple of times ago, is that Chalas Chutz Aretz is an Isidor Banan She'en Le'ikim Min HaTorah, okay? And Isidor Banan She'en Le'ikim Min HaTorah is the one case when everybody agrees that you could be Samech on Shlich Oseh Shlichusay even L'Kula. Okay, but that's why by Tchumen everyone's Mekel. Okay, it's a Davar Sha'in Le'ikim and HaTorah. Everyone is Moed that by Issa Davar Sha'in Le'ikim and HaTorah you could be Samech that Shlich Oseh Shlichusay. So for us, we have to Mafresh Chala, we're counting on Dov that he did it. So did the Shliach do his Shlichus? So we say it's a Lekula. It's allow us to eat the food. We could be Samech on Lekula that Shlich Oseh Shlichusay by Issa Davar Sha'in Le'ikim and HaTorah. No, I don't remember the chesed. That's why I stopped for a second. But really? I think the case. I don't remember. What do you mean to make a bracha? What do you mean to make a bracha? Do we make a bracha on the first time? We do. Yes.
But if we're saying that
we Ashkenazim make brachas even on the rabbanon, even on the hagadah. Yeah. Okay. The next thing is. The next thing is another. Now that doesn't help our Israeli friends. Okay, they do have Hafrashas Truma. The Chazon says Hafrashas Truma is a case when we don't say Shliach Chazaka Shliach Shlichusa. Okay, that's one of the shilas that people have. Why some of the people? That's one of the reasons why there are those who miser their food again is because of this. That's not the main reason. That's one of the reasons why there are people who like to remiser.
Listen, this is a question on whole Eid of the Hechsher.
Yeah. Because
you have to do anything for the whole thing.
No, if you have a shlichus, it's the shlichus. If it's this doesn't mean shlichus.
The guy that derived, the guy that used all kosher Greek, telling me a shlichus.
Right, you just don't have me telling you that. I'm guaranteeing that it was.
You have to do a tikkun on anything.
Okay,
so there's a question on any.
Okay. So now, so the reason don't run out yet.
Into my house, in my own house. I don't know my wife. It was my sister.
No, that's because you're just trusting her. I mean, that she's my first caller. Okay. So the second thing is that there's a. Let me finish. I'm almost done.
You want to say the answer?
What?
We want to say the answer. You ready? You want to say the answer?
I want to tell you the answer. Yes.
Before the answer. Okay. I'm saying this question is. Blows up all of the whole thing of Hechsher.
No, Hechsher is different, just in the Marnas. You're telling us that this cheese is kosher. So that's a different thing. That's not a Shlichus or Shlichus. You do a Shlichus.
I'm telling you too.
I never heard it back from you. So if you would put a stamp on it, then I'd be able to trust you. How do I know that you actually did a first Shlichus? What?
You tell me that he didn't do it.
So that's that. No. Shlichus or Shlichus is. If he didn't tell me, do I trust that he did?
That he would have told us if he didn't do it.
Okay, so maybe that's part of an answer. You'll hear in a second. Okay, the second is that Tosfos says what I told you. There's a second teretz of Tosfos that says that if.
Okay. You would tell the public.
Okay, let me just pause 1 second and then you'll say what you want to say. A second teretz of Tosfos says that if the person knows. If the Shliach knows that the people who sent him are counting on him to avoid being over an Isser, they're counting on him, not just a Shlichus, they're counting on him to avoid being over an Isser, then we say Shlichus or Shlichus in all cases. If I know that he's counting on me, then I say it. And that action, that second teretz of Tosfos, l'chayra.
The Rambam says,
v'yesh aymin, v'yesh aymin, d'v'chi agavna, cheskosay tarum, d'armin chasak ha-shech, o'shishlichusa, afil b'isa d'raisa. The Rambam says that, look, most people hold that what the Rambam is reading is the second teretz of Tosfos, that in a case where I know that he's counting on me to do this thing to avoid a michshol, that I shouldn't end up being over on a nisr, in that case, even my d'raisa, even though the Gemara has a shayla with the in a case where I know the person's count going to be to not hear of an Isser, then we say Chazak L'Shiach HaShishuchus Eid L'Kula even by Deraisa. So I go over here. Oh, I'm offered Truma. I go to the food store. Do I know that the Shiach did HaShishuchus or not? Then I say, yes, he did HaShishuchus because he knows that I'm counting on him. If he doesn't do his job, then I'm going to have a mixture somewhere else. Okay? And the others, the Chaim Ezra says that maybe if the Shiach is paid, it's different. Okay? The Shaykh being paid might make it different. And the other Achronim have similar kind of answers. That the rule of might not apply exactly in the case that we have over here. Okay, but the simplest answer is for us, Chalas Chutz Aretz, we for sure can make it. It's a Dorma Shein Likim HaTorah. And for the even in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not a Likim HaTorah, there, the person is doing it to save me, the Rama says that that's okay.